Mama sings this song. It's a praise song also. And it's an objective song. In other words, we have come into this place and gathered in His name to worship Him.
We have come into this place,
gathered in His name to worship Him.
We have come into this place, gathered in His name.
Daddy don't go,
won't hinder me.
If
daddy don't go.
If my sister don't go,
I'm on my way.
I'm on my way.
If my brother don't go,
if my brother don't go,
I'm on my way.
I'm on my way.
If my friends don't go,
I'm on my way.
I'm on my way.
I'm on my way.
Praise Yahweh.
I'm on my way.
On my way.
I'm on my way.
To the Canaan land.
To Canaan land.
On my word.
On my way.
Canaan land.
On my
way, Canaan
land.
I'm on my way, praise Yahweh.
I'm on my way.
Well, if you're on your way, don't let the devil get in the way. Just push him out of the way. The Bible says if you resist the devil, that he will certainly flee from you. And we want you to lift up a standard tonight. And you know, the theme tonight is His promises. His promises is true, and they're everlasting, and they're steadfast and unremovable. When Yahweh places you in His will, the devil might as well get out of your way. Sometimes you get in the storm, Sister Thelma, and you can't come out, and there are some problems with life, and many are the afflictions of the righteous. The Bible said that He will deliver them out of them all. So, Sister Thelma, we'll stay in the key of D, I guess, and sing a song for us. You've been in the storm.
You've been in the storm.
And then
Hallelujah. Yeah, you know, that's what the journey's all about, Brother R.C.
Hallelujah.
We got Brother R.C. here, and he's going to play a little tune on the... let's see if he play it on that harp. Brother R.C., what key are you going to play in here tonight?
How about an A?
All right, get an A.
Now, I'm a little rusty, brother.
All right.
And I don't even know what I'm going to play, but I'm going to play something for Yahweh. Because Yahweh I love above all. And there is no other, and I'll put none before him. How I love Yahweh.
Hallelujah. A little harmonica tune, Brother R.C. played for you, and we certainly hope that you enjoy that. You know, the promises of Yahweh is everlasting, and Yahweh's coming soon for his people.
Whoa. Oh, yes. I'm a child of a king. His royal blood now flows through my veins. Oh, yes.
I'm so happy
that I shall proclaim. Praise Yahweh, praise Yahweh. I'm a child. Up to heaven, and he will see me, and I know he loves me, and I shall proclaim, praise Yahweh, praise Yahweh, I'm a child of a king.
Sing it with me now.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes, I'm a child of the King. Oh, his royal blood now flows through my veins. And I'm so happy that I can proclaim. Praise Yahweh, praise Yahweh, I'm a child of I'm a child of the King. Oh, his royal blood now flows through my veins. And I'm so happy that I shall proclaim. Praise God, praise God. I'm a child of
I'd like to send out to our good brother over in the great state of North Carolina, Brother Odell, and I'd like to send it also up to my good brother up in Michigan, up around Mount Morris, Michigan, Brother Randy and Sister Jan up that way, and Linda and Fred on up in the Upper Peninsula, and Brother John over in Chicagoland, and all of our brothers, Brother Steve out in Kansas, and oh my, so many people that we could dedicate this to, Dr. Gary down in the great state of Mississippi, and Brother Pard up in the great state of Illinois, and we'd like to send this down to Wally and Louise in Etowah, Tennessee, praise Yahweh, and Brother Michael that's listening in down there tonight, and Sister Thelma, we got a lot of friends around the nation. We'd also like to send this up to the great state of Minnesota. We got some friends that listen up there, and we'd like to send that out to those tonight. Praise Yahweh.
Well, when you see.
see me coming, got him on my mind. When you see me coming, got him on my mind. Well, when you see me coming, got him on my mind. I got Yahweh on my mind. Well, holy, holy Yahweh, got him on my mind. Holy, holy Yahweh, got him on my mind. Well, holy, holy Yahweh, got him on my mind. I got Yahweh on my mind. Well, the devil, he don't like it, but I got him on my mind. The devil, he don't like it, but I got him on my mind. He don't like it, got him on my mind. I got Yahweh on my mind. Well, now, holy, holy Yahweh, got him on my mind. Holy, holy Yahweh, got him on my mind. Holy, holy Yahweh, got him on my mind. I got Yahweh on my mind. Well, you know, ladies and gentlemen, I can't think of a better thing tonight to do than to have Yahweh on your mind. He's worth having him on your mind, because if you have, you've got his promises. You know, he made a promise to Abraham in Genesis chapter 6 or chapter 12. He made a promise to Noah in chapter 6. He made He made Abraham's name great. And you know, I believe, Brother R.C., tonight that I'm a child of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And I think we're on our way, praise Yahweh, to Canaan's land. Praise Yahweh.
Devil don't want no guitar picking in here. Well, the devil don't want no guitar picking in here. Yeah, the devil don't want no guitar. The devil, he don't like me. Devil don't want no guitar picking in here. Devil don't want no praising Yah in here. Somebody praise him. Devil don't want no praising Yah in here. Yeah, the devil, he don't like it. No, the devil, he don't like it. Devil don't want no praising Yah in here. Devil don't want clapping hands in here. No, it don't. Well, the devil don't want no clapping hands in here. Devil don't want no clapping hands. The devil don't want no clapping hands. The devil don't want no clapping hands in here.
Well, the devil don't want no hallelujah in here.
Hallelujah.
Well, the devil don't want no hallelujah in here.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, the devil don't want no hallelujah.
The devil don't want no hallelujah.
The devil don't want no hallelujah in here.
The devil don't want no dancing down in here.
Yeah, the devil don't want no dancing down in here. Yeah, the devil don't want no dancing here. The devil don't want no dancing. Devil don't want no dancing down here.
We don't care what the devil don't like. We'll run to you, praise him all night. You don't want no dancing there in here.
Yeah, the devil don't want no praising ya. We're down in Tennessee. We're down in Tennessee. Don't you hear?
Well, we don't care what the devil don't like. We're going to praise Yahweh day and night. And we should praise him because he's worthy. Out on danger
drifting too far from your shore.
You're drifting too far from shore.
Come to Yahweh today. He will show you the way. You're drifting too far from the shore. I meet a terrible fate.
Turn back before it's too late.
Come to Yahweh and repent today. You're drifting too far from the shore. Yes, drifting too far from shore.
You're drifting
away out from shore. Turn to Yahweh today. He'll show you his way. You're drifting too far from shore.
Well, you know, there's a lot of the house of Israel drifting, and they're drifting just a little bit too far from the shore. So if you hear the program tonight and you'd like to repent, and you'd like to turn to Yahweh, and you'd like to get baptized in that magnanimous, most magnificent name, well, all you've got to do is let your light shine. Sister Pamela, let's sing a verse or two of that, Shine On Me.
Whoa. The lighthouse will shine down on me. Whoa, shine on me. Whoa, shine, shine on me. Oh, I wonder if the lighthouse will shine down on me. Oh, now shine. I wonder if the lighthouse will ever shine down around on me. Yeah, shine on me. Oh, shine down on me. Oh, I wonder if the lighthouse will shine down on me.
And the answer to that, ladies and gentlemen, is yes, he will.
Hallelujah.
You know, Yahweh is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He is the light of the world. And if you love him, well, why don't you just praise him and believe that he's going to keep you to the end of the world.
Well, what do you think about Yahweh? He's the right. What do you think about Yahweh? He's the right. What do you think about Yahweh? He's the right. He's the right. All right. Save me when I was lost. He's the right. Save me when I was lost. He's the right. Save me when I'm lost. He's
tell me, what do you think about Yahweh?
He's all right.
Yeah, what do you think about Yahweh, brother?
He's all right.
Yeah, what do you think about Yahweh? He's all right. He's all right, all right. He's coming back again. He's all right. Yeah, coming back again. He's alright, he's coming back again. He's alright.
Sister Thelma, you know he's alright because we tried him and tested him, and, Yahweh is a strong tower. I've never seen the righteous forsaken and his seed a begging bread. And I'll know that he's coming soon after people has kept the faith and hasn't denied his name. You know, the theme tonight, to be a promise, lean out on him because he's not going to fall. He's promised you he'd be with you, and he'll go with you all the way, and he will walk around you, and he will let your light shine. And the devil, he won't like it. But when you see me coming, just tell the devil you've got him on your mind. Praise God. Sister Simon, the key of D, how about this time you give me a mountain? Let's send this out to all the sisters, Sister Thelma, that you know and love around the radio network, and just sing us especially for the sisters.
Well, this time you gave me your
like to say that I'm thankful to be on the air tonight with Buddy, and I feel the presence of the Holy Spirit, and I thank y'all for it. And no matter what we're going on, and we're going to praise y'all no matter what comes and what goes, and I just thank him for that will and that strength to overcome. And I thank him for the songs. I thank him for the blessings. that he's given. I thank him for the blessings that he's going to give. And I can't thank him enough tonight. I just praise him so much and love him so much. Hallelujah.
Brother R.C., we got Brother R.C. here tonight. Brother R.C., give us your testimony here, brother, and tell us about how long you might have been walking in this name, brother.
Well, sir, Pastor Buddy, I knew there was something wrong when I was a mere child back in East Tennessee, walking by a brook. It was about 20 foot wide and about 8 inches deep, and I mean it was cold. I walked in that water a long, long time. I knew there was another name, but I could not figure out till years later. And the years later was, I would say, about 1960 to 65 is when I come across the name of Yahweh. And my friend, I tell you what, I've never returned from that name, and I never will. Because if I return to another name, I'm committing abomination, and I don't want to go to the woodshed. Because my father wouldn't hesitate to take me to the woodshed, and I know it. And the woodshed, well, that leather strap when I was a child, it got my attention. And I'm sure it did Pastor Buddy and Thelma both. But, friends, what you've been hearing on shortwave radio, Pastor Buddy preaching, I hope you've been paying attention. Because he's not been joking around with you. He's been laying it right on the line. And if you can't pay attention and give Yahweh 5 minutes a time a day, there's something wrong with it. I give him all my time, even when I'm laying in bed. A lot of you folks don't know it, but I've had 3 major spinal operations, and I don't have pain. I use True Earth magnets, and I tell you what, I'll lay there for a while, and I'll pop. Hey, there ain't nothing on radio, so I'll play Yahweh some music, or I'll sing to him or hum to him. That's how I praise Yahweh, and I will continue to do so. So, my friends, I tell you what, will you be singing, shouting, or hallelujah, or whatever, do it to the glory of Yahweh, and no other, because there is no other. Hallelujah, amen.
Amen. Praise Yahweh, Brother R.C. Amen to that, my friend. Praise Yahweh. You know, Yahweh don't want you to tell that mountain how big it is. It wants you to tell that mountain how big that Yahweh is. He's bigger than all your mountains, Brother R.C., that the devil can put in front of you. And Brother Randy often quotes that, and it's something that we like to hear. Now, let me tell you, when you're afraid, you know, have you ever been in a valley and you're alone and you're down and out and you ain't got a friend? Have you ever felt like that, that life has dealt you a bad set of circumstances and you're afraid? Well, listen to Scripture in Genesis 28:15. Yahweh said, I am with you and I will watch over you wherever you go, and I will bring you to this land. And I will not leave you until I have done what I have promised you. Oh, man, the promises are so wonderful. Listen to this one. Deuteronomy chapter 31, verse 8. Yahweh himself goes before you, and he will be with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. Do not be afraid, and do not be discouraged. Ladies and gentlemen, if that ain't a powerful scripture, Deuteronomy 31, verse 8. Now listen to the psalmist David. Psalms 50:15. Call upon me in the day of trouble, saith Yahweh. I will deliver you, and you will honor me. When you're in trouble and you don't know what to do, just let Yahweh walk around you. If you're in the bed and you're sick, just let Yahweh walk around. If you are getting bad news, and maybe you can't pay your bills or you are in financial straits. Maybe that your wife has left you or your husband has left you. If you're a woman, just let Yahweh make your decisions. And remember that when you're afraid, that the Bible said to call upon.
show you how great he is. Listen, listen. Luke 21, verse 17 and 18. This is a great and a mighty scripture. All men will hate you because of my name, but not a hair on your head will perish. Ladies and gentlemen, how can you walk away from such promises that he's able to clothe you? But I see he's able to feed you when you're hungry. He's able to warm you when you're cold. He's able to send a friend your way when you're lonely. And he's able to provide you the necessary things, because the Bible says he is our supplier. He's our healer of all diseases. James chapter 4, verse 8. Listen, come near to me. And Yahweh said, I will come near to you. Sister Pamela, you got a song here, and let's sing that. And let's send this now to Mark and Audrey down in Mississippi, our sponsors tonight. They're sponsoring the program. And let's especially send Mark and Audrey a song. They're beautiful people. We love them dearly in our heart. I know that they love Yahweh. Let's sing this especially to Mark and Audrey.
Promises for you to remember when you have to make some hard decisions. And you know, Sister Thelma, during the life that we've had for Yahweh, we've had to make some hard decisions. Sometimes you make them on the basis of faith. You don't walk by sight. We walk by faith. Psalms 32, verse 8. Listen to what David said. I will instruct you. I will teach you in the way that you should go. I will counsel you, and I will watch over you. Isn't that wonderful? Praise Yahweh. Look to John chapter 8, verse 12. When the Messiah spoke again to the people, he said, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. Isn't it wonderful that when we have to make those decisions that count, the one that counts is to make a decision to serve Him. Listen to this in John 14, 26. But when the Counselor, which is the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, He will teach you all things and will remind you of everything that I have said unto you. That's when the Comforter comes, ladies and gentlemen. That's the Spirit that dwelled in Him, that gave Him the comfort when He prayed till the sweat become as great drops of blood. He made a decision to stay with Yahweh. And, Sister Thelma, let's sing that song tonight.
Well, I've decided to stay with Yahweh. I've decided to stay with Yahweh. Oh, I've decided to stay with Yahweh. Well, I won't turn back. I won't turn back. We'll take this whole world and give me Yahweh. We'll take this whole world and give me Yahweh. Take this whole world and give me Yahweh. I won't turn back. I won't turn back. We'll win the world has turned against. Oh, when the world has turned against me. Oh, when that world has turned against me. I won't turn back. I won't turn back. We'll take His whole word and give me Yahweh. Oh, take His whole word and give me Yahweh. Take His whole word and give me Yahweh. I won't turn back. No, no, I won't turn back.
You know, the Bible says that he that puts his hand to the plow and looks back ain't fit for the kingdom. The Bible says in James 1 and 5, if any man lacks wisdom, you should ask of God, who generously gives it without finding fault. And he says, if you ask, it will be given to you. So, when you have to make those hard decisions and you're being tempted to turn back to the devil, because, you see, the devil will oppress you. The devil is your enemy. When you turn to Yahweh, you become a soldier.
Well, I'm a hard-working soldier in the army of Yahweh. I'm a hard-working soldier in the army of Yahweh.
Now, that's what you are. You're a hard-working soldier in the army of Yahweh. Sister Thelma, you got another song to sing us here. And I'd like to tell you when things go wrong in your life and you've done something terribly wrong, don't give up on yourself. You know, you're full of mistakes. And that's why that something perfect was offered for you when you weren't perfect enough to offer yourself. A perfected sacrifice was offered for you. Matthew chapter 6, verses 14 and 15. Listen to it. For if you forgive men when they have sinned against you, your heavenly Father will forgive you also.
Hallelujah.
But if you do not forgive men their sins, your heavenly Father will not forgive you. Amen. Render unto others as you would have them to render unto you. John chapter 1, this is 1 John chapter 1 verse 9. We're talking about the promises here tonight. if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just, and will forgive our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. Praise Yahweh. All right, Sister Stanley. All right.
Yahweh, I travel
look upon you
and learn of him to turn.
Be baptized in Yahweh's name. It is the only way. Yes, I'm baptized in the name of Yahweh only. Father and the Son, they are the same. It's the only way to get from earth to heaven. Repent today, be baptized in Yahweh's name. Oh, repent today, be baptized in Yahweh's name.
Oh, hallelujah. Well, folks, I guess we're going to wrap it up here, and we're so glad that we've been with you tonight.
Sister Thelma and R.C., I'd like to thank you for sitting in with Pastor Buddy here tonight, giving me a chance to praise him, you know. I love to praise Yahweh and sing his praises. I like to sing repentance and remission of sins in the great and the magnanimous name of Yahweh. Luke 12:31 says, "Seek ye the kingdom, and these things that the Gentiles seek after will be added unto you." Ladies and gentlemen, when you get salvation, you won't want no more. He'll fill your cup up and run it over, and you'll be happy, and you'll praise Yahweh, even in a time of trouble. You know, sometimes when we're despondent, and we're weary, and we're worn down, and we're entrenched about with the devil, that's when, at your weakest point, that life comes so easy, when you're up on a mountain, praise Yahweh. Well, ladies and gentlemen, if you'd like to call Pastor Buddy tonight, you can call me at area code 423-626-2172. Now, that's area code 423-626-2172. If you'd like to write me, you can write me simply by writing Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 2284, and that's in New Tazewell, Tennessee. Now, that's Post Office Box 2284 in New Tazewell, Tennessee. Now, if the zip of that is 37824. And we would like to thank Audrey and Brother Mark of Mississippi for sponsoring us tonight on this radio program, and hope and trust that we have sung a song for you or said a word that would strengthen you, and that you could sing that wonderful song, Hallelujah. We're going to sing it as we go up the air tonight, and we want you to remember the great name of Yahweh as a strong tower. All right, Sister Thelma, and I guess Brother R.C. will sing this in the key of D, and it is Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise him.
Yes, angels praise him.
Angels praise.